Hey friends, this is Pastor Derry Moten. I wanted to invite you to listen to this special audio recording from our worship service on August the 28th. Our guest speaker for the day, our guest music minister for the day, was Brett Taylor, who really blessed us with a tremendous worship service. So take a listen, and God bless you.
And let's right now start with gratitude. What a better place to start than just thanking God for the goodness and the mercy. Hallelujah. That we have seen him execute in our behalf right now. Hallelujah. In this room are people right now who have broken away from drug addictions. In this room right now, there are people who thought their lives were over 30 years ago, but here they are, able to lift their hands. In this room are people who have been depressed and have yet seen the joy of the Lord come. In this room are people who have lost loved ones, the closest that they thought they would not be able to live without. Yet we hear. Yet we're able to lift our hands. Yet we're able to give God praise. Yet will I praise him. Even in the night, even in the middle of storm, yet will I praise the Most High God. Yet will I lift up my soul to God. Yet will I elevate his name above all things. Yet will I say Jesus is Lord of my life. Yet will I declare the goodness and mercy of God. Yet will I say I am grateful for you. I am grateful for what you've done. I am grateful for what you've set around me. I am grateful for what is in my life, and I'm grateful for what you've removed from my life. I am grateful, oh God. Hallelujah. I am grateful. Hallelujah. I am grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Worship you, oh Jesus. We worship. Somebody lift your voice this morning.
We worship.
Oh, oh, we worship you, yeah. We worship you, oh. There is power,
power
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody begin to be in to say something.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. See, I think sometimes in worship and what we do, we have to. See, release is not for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I think sometimes we introduce everybody but Jesus, and everybody what can take away something.
Hallelujah.
And if it was my name we would use it, there would be no power. If it was my identity, then we would have things that wouldn't matter. But I believe this morning that if you would just settle yourself, there's not a way to do worship. There's not a way to do things. There's not a way or an idea or a sense. But there's power in Jesus' name. And I think sometimes the struggle that we come through the door with, we don't let go. We're like, God, fix my stuff. And he's like, I already did that for you. And so what I need us to understand this morning is that there's power, but there's healing in the stripes of Jesus. There's movement, and I believe that the congregations across this area are going to change simply because they decided to do something different. And that's not because I'm here or because just because the Holy Spirit's here, because the praise team's here. It's not because of identity on who I am or what pastor has or what anybody has in the building, because at the end of the day, we're just vessels. And I think worship and understanding is this simple place. Let's just do keys real quick. where we cover things in plastic, but it's the contents inside, whether I buy a Coke or whether I buy water or whether I buy a vitamin water, whatever it is. What am I filling my life with? What am I adjusting to, and what am I putting myself under so it fills me? What's allowing my life to be filled up? Is it TV? Is it the iPod? Is it craziness and pornography and things and ideas and thoughts? And by the time I get to church, I live in enough secular music, then I try to get in and the praise team has to push me. And there's that song that says, "Don't push me because I'm close to the edge." Why do I have to push you? And I don't know anybody here, so I'm not beating anybody up, but I feel like we have to push people into worship. And today I pray that if Jesus comes, and I said it last night, in the next 2 minutes, that we decide to say, "God, I don't know. I don't know how much I have, but I know you're worth it all." And that's not my decision. And I told somebody, "When does service start?" And they're like, And I was like, "If you have to guess." And it's not a time, it's walking into the presence of God. Nobody ever has to tell me when the sale is at Walmart. When the sale is at my favorite restaurant, I got Groupon on my phone. I download apps and I do things, and I wonder if I ever hit the download button on what the Holy Spirit wants to update in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or do I just upgrade my phone only because I knew I'm still living in 2010 anointing?
My God.
Amen.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
I'll upgrade my car, but I won't upgrade my worship.
Here's my worship.
Yes.
Take joy in it. Make me your dwelling place. Wanna put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you, Jesus. I present my life to you.
Sing with me.
'Cause you're the name above all names. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praise.
My heart will say,
and my heart will sing, how great
come on
is our God.
You're the name.
You're the name above all names.
You're worthy.
You are worthy of all praise.
My heart will sing.
My heart will sing. How great is our
I know we're singing it, but there's something about believing what I say. There's something about identifying the factor of greatness. And last I checked, you're not the biggest loser.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Simply because of the fact everything might have gone wrong and everything might have been weird and everything might have not been paid and everything might have not, but that's not the differentiation between greatness. Abraham Lincoln failed 7 times, then got elected president. Albert Einstein is autistic and still cultivated things. Your failure is only a step to get you to your destiny. And I'm not trying to get on anybody's nerves or ideas, but I think that sometimes in my depression or sometimes in people's depressions, we'll binge eat or we'll binge depress, but we won't binge worship out of our moments. which means I need to take as much as I possibly can in my intake to allow God to move me out of my situation. So I'm now feeding myself with the word. I'm feeding myself with worship. I'm feeding myself with the ideas. I'm feeding myself with so much stuff. That is my concentration. So when you're singing, "How Great Is Our God," when you're singing this moment, what I want you to do is lift up your heart. I don't care if you sound good, if you're on key, if you look great, if you sweat your hair. That's not my issue. The issue is you're trying to get above your stuff.
Yes.
Tell somebody you're a wave rider. Tell somebody you're a wave rider. What does that mean? And then we're going to sing a little bit. It simply means this, that wave that keeps splashing you in the face is not drowned you in the wake. And just because you're getting hit with a little bit of water doesn't mean that you're drowning. Sometimes Jesus has to spray some stuff to wake us up and help us realize. But you're not drowning. Tell somebody you're not drowning. Come on, tell somebody else you're not drowning. How did you say that with a frown on your face? This should not be your worship stance. Yeah, Jesus saved me. It's early, I gotta go to church. But pay my bills, Jesus.
Well,
give me a spouse or a husband or a stuff or a... If you bless me, I'll praise you. Last I check, you have breath, so praise him. And I'm not trying to charge you. I'm really trying to push you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I think we think worship is about music. I think we think worship is about music. I think we think it's about that sound. Because that's what we do. Oh, to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. Come on, give it to him, make him mean it. And my
heart will sing.
How great?
How great is our God.
Come on, lift it up like you mean it. Say your name.
You're the name above all names.
You're worthy.
Woo. Worthy of all praise.
And my heart will sing how great is our say. You have won the victory. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated
in majesty.
You are the risen.
You are the risen King.
Stay right there. Say, hallelujah. We'll speak it over yourself.
You have won the victory.
Come on and lift your voice and say,
hallelujah.
You
have won it all.
One more time. Hallelujah. Say,
hallelujah. You have won the victory.
Tell yourself he's won it all for you. Say,
hallelujah.
You've won it all for me.
You have won it all for me.
Death could not hold you down. Say,
you are the risen King,
seated in majesty. You are
the risen King.
See, Jesus, you saved. You are enlivening us.
Yes.
Yes. We won't be afraid anymore. We speak deliverance in the room, healing in the room. Depression is broken, fear is gone. Your power's here, Jesus, 'cause your word we stand on. You're holy, and you're worthy. You're the reason. Hallelujah, say,
hallelujah.
Come on, lift it up just a little bit more.
Have won the victory.
Hey, yeah, say with me, say,
hallelujah.
You've won it all for me.
You have won it all for me.
Death could not hold you down.
Say,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
come say,
death cannot hold you down.
One more time, come on, declare it.
Death cannot hold.
And First Lady, I pray that you begin to move strategically. You've placed them here for this time. And God, it's not infiltration, it's not idea, it's moments. And God, prophetically, I pray that you begin to just manifest your glory through them more so. God, there's an excellence and an honor and understanding. I thank you so much for letting me be here this morning. Out of all the places and all the areas and all the things, there's strategic times and points for key people to have key access. Lord God, I pray that you just give us strength. Holy Spirit, that you allow this church to turn and change. Not just one, but the one that they're connected to. God, there be emerging and just something happening, not just spiritually, but physically, that shows this nation, that shows this neighborhood how to live through love in your presence. Pastor, are we okay? Are we okay?
Yes.
See, sometimes I think when we look at names of things, Ephesians chapter 3:20, We say abundant life, but we don't understand it because we're still living in a blessing. That's what we think. But we're simply living in need. Because God said, I'll supply your needs according to my riches in glory. And I had this conversation. My parents are amazing people. I get to brag on them all the time. My mom's Mennonite Russian. My dad's Black Pentecostal. They met roller skating. I have no idea how that happened. And my biological mother was 13 years old when she had me. And so I understand teenage pregnancy, but I understand destiny. Because I was supposed to be aborted. So the situation that we're in at this moment matters. We're not here by mistake or by accident, but by purpose. Because according to his purpose.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, Jonah. People say things to me like, God doesn't force you to do stuff. All right. Moses. Jonah. Rahab. Joseph. Like, I'm confused by that statement. I really don't understand this statement. God's not going to give me more than I can bear. Then why do you need him? I don't understand that statement. Stop speaking foolishness over your life. Because he says, in your weakness, I'll be made
strong.
So if I'm already strong, why do I need you? See, we have this independent relationship with God, and we only call him when I want something, like it's bootycalljesus.com. And I'm guilty of that. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah. If you want to be seated, you can. You don't have to stand, but when we get to the point where God's the first, when he's, what's the term now, young people, bae?
Well.
Before everything else. When we do whatever it is, when you're like that person, I'm no longer looking to you for need like it's a WIC card or like I had to get in line and get my check. And I learned a lot about offering. I give to the person I love because I want to see them smile. Want to make you smile. I don't give out of the fact that I just want to get something from you than order for me to give you that moment in life. And so as I was looking at Israel, Israel thought they were blessed in the desert. And it was amazing to me. This guy said, he began to speak and he's like, they weren't blessed. They were just taken care of. They complained, they got manna, but every time that they had to get something, they had to bow down and do this. Let me pick this up. Yes. This was the action. Every time, this is the action. Every time, I have to bow down to get whatever it is, so God's going to cause me to worship regardless of what I think, because I'm going to make you bow down so that your head is bowed to pick up something so that you'll worship me regardless, even if you think you are or not. He didn't say I worship in song and spirit and drums and guitar. He said I worship in spirit and in truth. So the truth is, I'm going to make you bow, and in my spirit, I'm going to cause you to be broken because you have to bow over anyway. Yes. If Israel's mindset would have changed. And remind you, they're led by God through the desert. They're not led by God. Cloud by day, fire by night. And they're just like this. It's amazing. It's awesome. My little nephew does this. I want to slap him sometimes. This is all he did. Uncle Brent. Can you give me chalker? Give me chalker. Sucker, please. Uncle. That's what he did. And that's what Israel did. I'm dizzy. Because their mindset was so wrapped up in what I need today, I can't hear God for tomorrow. And so in my distraction, I'm looking at the news and I'm putting on the news because I got to go find out what's happening in everybody else's life instead of understanding what's going on in my house. And now I've filled my house with everything else. And if the walls could speak, they'd be saying so much negative, I can't have any anointing. So when it's hard for me to worship, it's because we're in matter. Nothing is solid. It's all absorbing. So when I'm letting negative things come out of my mouth, like I'm tired, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm bothered, I'm not having a good job, I'm black, I'm white, I'm this, I'm not healthy enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough, I'm not this enough. I cancel all of the abundance that I come to Sunday and go to Abundant Life for. Instead of, I may not be you, but I'm great.
Yes. Yes.
I may not look like the magazine, and I know people cut and I knew do stuff. I may not be this size or this moment, but who said that you had to be? That's both ways, because people deal with anorexic and they deal with the other side. There's so many things. If I'm not a copy, why am I frustrated I don't look like you? And if I'm not a copy, why am I so worried about what God's blessing you with? Now I'm functioning in covetousness. And I don't think the sins of today are always sexual. I think sometimes the lust of your eyes, the pride of life, and the lust of your flesh. I'll fulfill the lust of my flesh when I don't worship and focus here. Because if I'm focusing here, I can't see what you're doing. I don't really care. I don't have an idea. I don't know. And David says, I lift my eyes to where my help comes from. And so when I want abundant life, this is no longer the position. Let me just pick it up off the floor and get what I need. My position comes into place where I decide to do this. And God, I'm going to get as low as I can in a moment and do this.
Thank you, Lord.
Because Muslims do it. Buddha people do. Jordan is hilarious because he calls people sensei and he always bows in honor. It's weird. I was like, what is this kid doing? And I realized, because I used to take martial arts, he would bow himself. We would bow to show honor. And in church, our signature is this. The same signature for asking a question in school. Hey, can I have something? Me. Pick me. Pick me. Hey, me. Right, me. But when I bow myself and God allows him to come over me as a person, he gives me abundance through my worship. And so abundant life is ours. Abundant life is a moment where it's more than I can handle. Sometimes my cup's barely full. I'm that guy with the straw that makes the noise sometimes in my life. You know that annoying person in the restaurant that just wants the last drop of whatever? And they're like, I want to snatch that straw straight up out of their mouth. But I feel like sometimes in my Christianity, I'm that guy. Because I know more beer commercials on TV, and I know more what's going on in the news than I know scripture. I know more of what's going on with this song, with this idea, and what this gossip person is doing, and I don't have enough to pray for. I don't have enough in my life, and so it's easy to get it because I have a Bible and I have an app. But more so, I don't need all that to get God's presence. And so my call for you is not, do you need to know who Jesus is? My call is, will I lay down my need for abundance? Will I lay down my need for whatever it is that I need to feel to get what God wants me to have so I can be filled with destiny? That's where we need to be. I don't know what Pastor preaches. I've never been here. But if he's trying to get you past the point of salvation every Sunday, that's not his job. Pastor didn't talk to me at the back to say that. I don't know what's going on in the church. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all, not some, that we could ask or think according to, not you, not me, not what check says in the mail, not what happens when somebody gets on TV like I saw last night and asked for $1,000 seed, not when somebody tells you you're going to get your miracle cloth. According to the power that works where?
In us.
Who?
In us.
Tell somebody it's in you.
It's in you.
Y'all didn't say that with any confidence. It's in you. Come on, say it.
It's in you.
Can we go to the second part of that verse? In this moment, you've won the victory. You don't have to work for it. Having done all to stand.
Yes.
Don't move right. Don't move left. Stand. when hell breaks out, it's probably because people say stuff like this. I can't believe all hell is breaking out. Whatever you loose in heaven, you loosen. Whatever you loose in the earth, you loosen. So when it's crazy, hallelujah. My boss is annoying me, but you have won the victory. My kids are on drugs and they're messing with stuff, but hallelujah. You've won it all for me? You have won it all for me. Sin could not hold you down. My mind could not hold you down. Where I was born could not hold you down. My family can't hold you down. Where I am can't hold you down. Stop wishing you're somewhere else. You're here. You are the risen King. Where? Seated. Seated in majesty. You are. You are the risen King. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to say this with me. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm confident.
I'm confident.
I do not struggle with the truth.
I do not struggle with the truth.
I am His greatness.
I am His greatness.
I open myself to Jesus.
I open myself to Jesus.
I let His Holy Spirit flow through me.
I let His Holy Spirit flow through me.
I will not be distracted.
I will not be distracted.
By what I see.
By what I see.
What I feel.
What I feel.
What I think.
But I trust His word.
Now just lift your hands and say, Jesus,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
God the Father,
God the Father.
Move in my life.
Cause me to change.
Cause me to be an atmosphere changer. I am not a thermometer. Come on, say, I'm not a thermometer.
I'm not a thermometer.
I'm a thermostat.
I'm a thermostat.
You can change your atmosphere by walking in the room with what's inside you. Stir up the gift within you. What does that mean? It means you have to tell yourself what's inside you because somebody may not do it. Anybody have a mirror in their house? Come on, respond to me. If you have a mirror in your house,
yes.
Encourage yourself,
yes.
In the Lord. Last thing, I hope I didn't mess with time, Pastor. I'm so sorry. Lion King.
Hallelujah.
Everybody remember that movie?
Yes.
Ah, Chapagna Lolita Mamo. Whatever that is. You know what I mean? So, he's eating bugs as a lion. Chilling out with things he usually takes over and runs after. And he's hanging with people who are less on the food chain than who he is. Pumbaa and Timon. There are some Pumbaa and Timons and people in our lives that want to pull us back and say, oh, eat grubs. And that doesn't even balance your diet. What does that mean? It means, hey, I know you like scripture, but just don't really rely on scripture. Read this guy because he's really good. Yeah, I know that you need to be here. Yeah, and do this. I know you want to start a business, but no. Just come back with us and be here. So Rafiki. I love that guy. He's so funny to me. Says this thing, it is time. It's your time. And he finds Simba. And Simba literally comes to the edge of the water. He's like, talks about passing things. But my favorite part is when he looks over the water and looks at his reflection, he looks at himself and he says, it's just me. Rafiki says, look harder. The first glance of who you are will always confuse you on who you're supposed to be. The harder look is when I squint past my problems, past my stuff, past who I've created myself to be, and he sees his father in him. And this word comes out, remember. And something quickens in his body being, what I don't know, it's a cartoon, so I don't know what they are. But you've been looking at the wrong reflection for so long that the mirror of the Word of God will cause you to change your entire life. And I'm here to tell you it's time for you. I don't know, I'm not talking about getting houses. I'm not talking about doing that because all shall pass away. Things will just go. But that's not where you need to be. Your tendencies that change your situation. But you have to look at your reflection, and the water ripples and it clears up. So it's this foggy moment, and all of a sudden it clears up, and he sees his father through his eyes. And when I begin to look in the scripture, he says, go in my name. I've called you according to my purpose, not yours. I've fearfully and wonderfully made you. Behold, I do great things in you, through you, by you. Jeremiah 29:11, behold, here's the deal. I have plans and thoughts, and I know who you are. And when you look in the mirror and you can recite those to yourself, everything else goes away. And he goes back home to a desolate land, and some people are dealing with desolation in their life. Some people are dealing with hell, and there's nothing there. Everything's been killed. It looks like it's not going to grow anymore, but there's something in the soil that doesn't look like it's been built in the trees. And it needs to be cultivated through the scripture and the word. But you have to remember who you are and whose you are and where you're going. You can't be depressed when your ego's inflated in Jesus. No flat. God wants to move in your life, but you, I can't pull it for you. Pastor can't pull it for you. First Lady, praise team, the people at your job can't pull it for you. Look in the mirror when you get home. I know it's hard for people. It's hard for me some days, but God wants to rejuvenate your spirit. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're only meditating on the word without speaking it out loud, you're probably not going to get anything. It's like putting a can of Coke on the table and trying to poke a straw through something you haven't opened yet. You can't get the contents of what's there until it explodes open and you say what it is. Scripture was never meant to say subliminally. So when we do that, that's where we get abundance. That's where we get the authority, and that's where we remember who we are. When somebody calls you out of your name, you don't respond. Don't respond to what Satan is calling you. Don't respond to what Satan is calling you. Don't respond to what Satan is calling you. Don't respond to what somebody says to you that's not your authority. So when it comes in, and we're going to sing this one more time, whatever it is in your mind, I said like 15 things, whatever you're dealing with, begin to say this. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, say hallelujah. You have won for me. Death could not. Death could not hold you down. Pastor, it's all you. You are the risen King.
Seated in majesty.
You are the risen King.
Hallelujah.
One more time. Say, oh,
oh. Hallelujah.
You have won. Come on, say
hallelujah.
You have won it all.
You have won it all for me.
Death could not hold you down. Say death could not.
You are the risen King.
Seated in majesty.
You are the risen King.
Hallelujah. Come on.
What an awesome time of worship. We had such a tremendous time with Brett Taylor. We invite you to take a look at his website and learn more about this great man of God and the things that he's doing. So feel free to check out his website at www.bretttaylorlive.com. God bless you and keep looking for our next podcast.